This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This week, NPR's Michael Sullivan has been traveling from north to south along Vietnam's Highway 1, examining life there 30 years after the end of what the Vietnamese call the American War. Today, he travels to the province of Quang Ngai in what used to be South Vietnam. Quang Ngai is perhaps best known to Americans as the site of the 1968 massacre at My Lai.
In a shimmering green paddy field on the outskirts of Quang Ngai town, Nguyen Nham coaxes two cows down a narrow path between the flooded fields. The cows stop frequently to munch on the grass. The 75-year-old farmer doesn't seem to mind. Nguyen Nham served in the South Vietnamese Army during the war, but not by choice. His is a familiar story in the former South, a farmer's lament of forced conscription by both sides. Ordinary men caught up in someone else's fight.
They forced me to join the Southern Army, but if the VC had gotten to me first, I would have had to fight for them. I was just a farmer, an ordinary person. I didn't care which side won, but back then, it didn't matter. One side or the other would get you.
When the war ended, Nguyen, like many soldiers who fought for the South, was sent to a re-education camp. Food was scarce, discipline harsh. Many died in such camps. But Nguyen was among the more fortunate. Released after less than a year, he went back to farming. If the Americans hadn't come, he says, the war probably would have ended sooner. But he says he doesn't hate the Americans or blame them for what happened to him. It's a sentiment expressed often here, but not by everyone. My Lai is less than a half an hour's drive from Quang Ngai town, and at the My Lai Memorial, the museum director, 47-year-old Pham Thanh Cong, is happy to show visitors around. He points to where a neighbor's house once stood, burned to the ground, he says, when the Americans came to his village in March 1968. Pham is one of a handful of survivors of what happened here on that day, when hundreds of Vietnamese men, women, and children were killed by American soldiers in the most infamous atrocity of the war.
First, they shelled the village. Then the helicopters came and dropped soldiers nearby. Three soldiers came to my house. They burned it, and then they forced us into a shelter nearby. Then they threw grenades into the shelter. And then when they exploded, everyone was killed but me.
Pham lost his mother, his brother, and his three sisters, but he says he doesn't blame all Americans, just the ones who did this.
The people who did this were not human. I'm still angry at them for what they did here. But we have to close the past and move on.
It's clear he's used to this question and has practiced the answer many times. Less clear is whether he believes it. Inside the small museum, two men have come to look at the graphic, gruesome photographs cataloging the massacre. 58-year-old farmer Trung Swat literally shakes with anger. Look at this, he says. These were just normal people. How could I not be angry? This is outrageous. Look at how they were killed. I will never forget this, he says. Maybe if the Americans helped us now with the Agent Orange victims, then maybe I could forgive. The government seems determined to make sure no one forgets the My Lai Memorial is getting a major facelift. This work crew is finishing a new museum twice as large as the old one. And the ruined village is being recreated as a sort of My Lai theme park, complete with replicas of the victims' homes, shelters, even livestock. The museum director says the makeover is simply an effort to preserve the memorial, but it's clear the government has its eye on more tourists, too. 3 miles down the road from My Lai, workers watch a Vietnamese sitcom as they unpack furniture at a new beach resort. Phan Thay Thuan, the sales director here, says the owners, that is the government, saw an opportunity.
There are a lot of visitors who come to the massacre site just down the road, but very few hotels here. Those people need accommodation and they need to eat. So we are taking advantage of that by giving them a nice place to stay.
It's easy to see the new museum and the new beach resort as a cynical attempt to cash in on a great tragedy. But it's just as easy to see the projects as an effort by a poor province in a poor country to leverage its assets in the best way it can. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.